At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Can tell this, but we don't show prep, so so he had no idea.
I just barely make it in.
You know, I'm sure you can tell, but we don't show prep.
I mean, let's put the cards down on the table here.
Miami Hurricanes, yeah, you know the name already, it's Mercy, ha ha, it's a Six Rick Kane show, can't forget the name though, got Jazz, Blue, Vision, DJ, break the game code, ain't no changing them, ain't no breaking them, real port alive from the Hall Ride Stadium, ball 14 for the orange and green, we see the Six Rick champs, it's more than a dream, this is life on the field, beyond 100 yards, a hurricane that's never still, put a damage to your squad. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rick Kane Show. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
What's wrong with us? Seriously.
What's wrong with us? We're Miami Hurricanes fans.
Welcome to the Six Rings Kane Show, a show dedicated to Miami Hurricane sports, featuring the legendary Larry Bluestein, Jazz Santana, Vish, and Danny Gillette. Let's go, Canes.
Well, let's talk about what really matters around here, Larry Bluestein, is the Miami Hurricanes going up to Canesville to face the Florida Gators this weekend. Hostile territory. Miami's ranked 19th in the country. Gators are unranked. Tough game to play. First game of the season. Although, the good news is, this is what the good news is. Everybody's healthy. Everybody's ready to go. Full force. Full strength. Both teams. I get it. Well, actually, not both teams, because I think Montrell Johnson is hurt for the
– No, he's playing. He's playing.
Oh, he's playing? He's playing? All right.
But, we just did an Florida preview on the show tonight, and they said he's ready to go.
Right? And I don't know. So, your take, first of all, are there any injuries that we need to keep an eye out on? Mark Fletcher is a full go, which is exciting to hear on the Canes side. So is Arroyo. Arroyo is a full go.
Mesidor.
Yep. So Miami's in full strength. The Gators are full strength as well, as far as you know, Blue?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So both teams are at full strength, ready to go, right? There's no injuries here. This is just going to be a battle of, you're going to go out there, whoever's more talented is going to win. I mean, that's typically how it works. It doesn't always happen that way. However, I think Miami is right now, I think, as Vish always says this, and I love that Vish says this because it makes total sense. At some point, we got to stop being skeptical. We got to stop saying, I don't know, we're nervous. Can Miami do this? Are they going to choke again? The hell with all of that. You know, at some point, we got to say, this is the team. Miami's all in. They've got all the pieces. They've got one of the best running backs in the country. They've got some of the top wide receivers with Restrepo and Sam Brown and Horton and Jacoby George. They got one of the best tight ends if he's healthy. He's healthy. Elijah Arroyo's there. Running backs. Not only do they have Damian Martinez, but they got Mark Fletcher. They've got AJ Allen. But they got this. They've got one of the best quarterbacks in the country. And Cam Ward, who transferred over we hear. I know a lot of people are like, oh, I don't know. Can he do it here in the ACC? The hell with all that. He can do it in the ACC. He can do it anywhere. We got one of the best defenses in the country right now, the defensive front four. That front four is better, well, first of all, better than FSU, probably the best in the ACC, up there with Clemson, okay? You got some of the best linebackers in Kiko Maanoa, Wesley Bassan. You got a lot of talent, right? If there was a third linebacker starting, it'd probably be Jalen Alderman. So you've got a lot of talent on that team right now. You've got a lot of expectations riding on this game. Does Miami go into the swamp, Blue, and show what they're made of and put Miami back on the map and say, hey, we're here. We're going to make a playoff run. We're going to kick your ass, Florida. Let's go.
Yeah. I think the difference in this game is the quarterback. Mertz has had a very underrated year. 27 touchdowns, only four picks. He's shown leadership. He's back. And I think he is the difference in the game. I think his leadership will keep Florida around. No matter how stout Miami's defense is, he'll make the right reads. He's got a couple of really good receivers. They run the ball well. They're bigger up front. I think it comes down to him making a play, one more play. And I said that last week. And not to get anybody angry, but the whole thing is I just think that Florida wins the game 28-24. I think it's 24-21 in the fourth quarter, and he hits a Miami gets a defensive secondary penalty and moves the ball down, and they win the ball game. And but it's not – I understand what you were just saying about, well, there's got to be a time that – yeah, but what are you going off of, you know, to be – I mean, after the first game, if they beat Florida, then that's the time to say, okay, forget about all that crap. Now Miami should win every game. That's just my opinion. I'm going off of how the last season ended. I'm going how, you know, sure, they made all these moves, and it's great, but there's a thing called chemistry, and you should know that, Jazz, more than anything in baseball. You could have all the great hitters you want, but there's a lot of guys that are selfish. And what you do is oftentimes when you get a lot of new players in the mix, you know, like a Martinez or like a Brown or like a Cam Ward or any of these other guys, hey, and then the guys left over from Miami too that feel the right, hey, why are they coming in and taking my spot? You know, not so much a quarterback, but I'm talking about – so there's a chemistry, and we'll see. You know, I mean, it's just an opinion. It's not a fact. It's not, you know, just because he said it, it's not going to happen. I could be totally 100% wrong, but I side on this I'm on the skepticism side, because I've seen it, Jazz, over and over and over again, where every year's, oh, we got this kid, oh, we got that guy. But and I know we got more talent this year than ever before. But
all right, so let me ask you this question, because I know you got to go. All right, I'm going to play a little devil's advocate, but I'm going to play the right devil here. Okay, I'm just telling you right now. Let's put it this way: what was Florida's record last year?
6-6, I think, or 5-6-7, whatever they were.
5-7. They
didn't. 5-7.
So this is where I reach out, I fight back on this, right? Because Florida was 5-7. Florida had a crappy ass season, also, right? Did Miami do better in the transfer portal and recruiting than Florida did?
I think that Florida has more returning players that were there last year.
It's a five and seven program.
I hear, but the whole thing is everybody has to. I mean, it's not to say that everybody. They brought in some kids, you know, from the portal, especially up front on the offensive line, that will say, "Hey, listen, you know what? That's where we were deficient last year." And I mean, to me, they have playmakers, and I just like when a quarterback comes back. I really do, because that means, especially on the offensive side of the ball. And defensively, they come back with a lot of kids. Now, I understand what you said, but those guys are all a year older. Their linebacking core was completely revamped with two kids coming in, and their secondary added a safety in a corner. So I'm just saying that there's no guarantee, but that's why I, you know, if I could pick a tie, I'll pick a tie, but I'm not and do that. It wasn't like I said, well, Florida's going to win 35-14.
You'll get Vish even more pissed off if you say that.
No, but
he already got him upset. Look at his face. You see when he's smiling? That means he's upset. All right, I'm just telling you, Blue.
But you know what?
Like, smiling, I'm like, upset. I tell
my guys, and you know, hey, Jazz. When I always tell the coaches and stuff when they'll come up to me, like on Saturday, St. Thomas coaches were coming up. They goes, yeah, we'll show you. And I said, listen, if it takes me to get you motivated, you're in trouble. You know, I mean, it really does. It's just an opinion. Just, you know, I mean,
we got to bust your chops about it, though, Blue. We're going to bust your
chops
about it anyways, you know.
Oh, I got a lot of – hey, let me tell you something. Hey, over the weekend, now I know how many people watch this show because over the weekend I was getting bombarded. They go, we'll show you, man. You picked against us, you know. Well, I said, listen,
I
did pick you guys to beat Florida State, you know. I said it was just LSU, Louisville, Syracuse, and Florida, and they're all three road teams.
I'm just happy we have fans.
I'm sure they're loving me right now. Then,
right? Yeah, that's part about it right now.
I got no positive feedback. This is crazy.
Yeah, well, they should, man. You're the guy, and I could just. Just from the note that you sent, you go, hurry up and get your negative prediction out of the way.
Okay, that was a serious note, but I know you have to run blue, so
we got
blue. All right, guys. Well, we'll talk. I'll talk to you about Saturday.
Yeah,
I'm going to Venice Friday night, but I'll come back. So. I'm going to see Northwestern. Northwestern looked good. Teddy Bridgewater's done a really good job.
Nice.
Very disciplined team. You know, you don't – I mean, it's not like he just came off the, you know, the Lions and all of a sudden is being the coach. He's got a lot of people around him, and he's not taking a crap. But that's it, guys. We'll talk. I don't have a show and tell this week because I knew I had to be. So next week I'll come back bigger and better.
Get out of here, negative Nancy. Get out of here. Oh, man.
There's a lot of really good content in the chat. We're gonna roll through in a bit, but you know, Blue was time limited, so we wanted to make sure we maximize that. I will just say to his point on the quarterbacks, Mertz. You know, we talked about DJU to start the show off. That is how he was completing passes last year. His quarterback rating over 10 yards was one of the worst in the country.
I'm glad you have the numbers.
Dump.
I figured.
And his attempts were also low. He only had 11% of his attempts over 20 yards, and his quarterback rating on that was on anything over 10 yards was well below. In fact, he didn't have a quarterback rating above 200 on any of his distances, but it lagged even further when it was beyond 10 yards, and the frequency dropped heavily.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Not to compare him to that, but Heisman Trophy winner Jaden Daniels last year, his quarterback rating over 20 yards was 422. Now, not realistic to live to that, but when you're talking about being 300 points below that, that's not I mean, is what they kept a conservative, you know, played underneath, played in a box, and there are limitations to that. You know, again, there's a lot of good content in the chat.
He did the same thing at Wisconsin too, but even still, he wasn't necessarily a player that would turn the ball over a ton. He did have, I think, 10 interceptions 1 year, or actually maybe 2 years in a row, but he's always kind of been that way.
Yeah, he's kind of that guy that, like Vish said, dink and dunk. He's not going to push the ball down the field.
Well, maybe he'll try to, but I don't know that the most accuracy numbers hold up. Right? If they decide that they're going to be more aggressive offensively,
right?
You know, with that, that's where the turnovers come. I mean, TVD wouldn't have thrown interceptions if he dumped it off to the running back every time, and that's not a good idea either. Speaking of which, I mean, again, I know too bad Blue had to leave, so he's not here to kind of comment some of this, but,
right.
You know, DJ brought up Wisconsin, and one of Blue's arguments is the continuity at that position. I don't think anyone would say right now you would want to take Wisconsin's quarterback back instead of the guy we have here. So, like, by the way, was a better quarterback than Mertz last year. So, I think you need to – he threw more interceptions, but overall in terms of production, like, I mean, you got to remember we lost some shootouts too and won some on his arm. And so, I mean, it was that consistency that lacked. But, again, just for continuity, that's not – I mean, if it's as Jazz, you were kind of saying, continuity to 5-7, is that what you're looking for? I don't think so. This is a great stat. Let's put this up here from 904 Hurricane.
I mean, that's my point, right? Like, how does that equate to them winning on a last minute touchdown because they're that much more disciplined or that much? It just doesn't add up to me. He makes a good point about Miami also, right? We're coming off of a 7-5 record and all that crap as well. But I mean, on paper, it's undoubtedly.
Well, know? I mean, it's a 7-5 record that we're coming off of where, you know, again, so you will about the quarterback position, but was injured, lost him for a chunk of the year, and then he came back not well. Look, it's a loss, but
yeah.
I feel like if we get into that Georgia Tech situation, this time we'll kneel the ball. I mean, it counts as a loss, but whatever that was, you know, if you're projecting forward in terms of how the team played, it was to 8 wins, not 7. Right? I mean, so again, if we're using this as a base of projection, that's a significantly better than them going 5-7. So now, I mean, it is a road game. It's the first game and weird stuff happens in the first game. So, you know, people are not, I think this is what Blue was keying off of. People aren't in sync. It's much harder to be in sync on the road. And, you know, maybe we don't play up to our potential, but I think we know my feelings on that.
The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rig Kane Show. Yeah. The Six Rings Kane Show. You know.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices. Plus, extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. And up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.